Welcome back, beautiful families, Talking It Out. Our co-host, my friend, my homeboy, Brian, is not here with us today, but I had the pleasure of working on our sister station, Clickbait, for a few weeks while Joe, the one and only, was away on a beautiful beach somewhere getting a tan.
Vacation.
And he's here co-hosting today. So Joe, welcome to the side, the dark side, I like to say. Welcome to Talking It Out, man.
I'm excited to do it just because this is the dark side, and I'm ready to go there with you.
So this is just the guys. You know, you don't got the other two girls with you right now. This is the guys.
Let's have some fun on this one. Let's talk about some shit we shouldn't be talking about.
Joe, here on our podcast, we do a hot take every single week. I'll start it off, then I'm going to hand it to you, and you give us your hot take, okay?
All right, let's do it.
So my hot take for the week, man, Brittany Renner. She's in the news. She is a IG model. She's a published author. And she said something one day and accomplished it. And what I'm talking about is a few years ago, she did an IG story and she said, athletes are stupid. She said, ladies, if you want to get a bag, if you want to get some money, get your athlete, get a baby by him, and then leave him. This is exactly what she did, Joe. Okay. Seriously.
A little malicious, but all right.
A little malicious, but this is exactly what she did. I'm not even mad at her personally. So she got an 18-year-old. Right? She got an 18-year-old, and he plays for the Charlotte Hornets. He's no longer 18, obviously. He's grown up since then. But when he was 18 years old, that's when they got together. She's 8 years his senior, I believe it is.
Okay.
And they got married, had a child. 2 weeks after giving birth, she gives him divorce paperwork. And a judge signed off on $200,000 per month. $200K per month. This is, for the record, he's an NBA star. He's an NBA player. So therefore, he's at the elite level. But he's not like LeBron James. He's not like, you know, the names, the household names when it comes to NBA players, right? If you're a diehard Charlotte Hornets fan, you would know who he is. But if you're just an occasional NBA fan, you would not know who he is, right?
Yeah.
But $200,000 per month.
It's a lot of money.
For the next 18 years.
It's a lot of money.
My hot take is that's his fault. That's 100% his fault. He should have, even though it's his wife, I can't say wrap it up when it's your wife.
Yes. So this is where.
You're not going to wrap it up for your wife.
You're not going to wrap it up for your wife. And if she went as far as getting married to this man and making sure he got her pregnant, and then as soon as she got pregnant, boom, slapped him with divorce papers. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's like a 5-year plan right there.
It's super. I don't even think it was 5 years. It might have been 2 years altogether.
That's like serial killer shit.
I could do 2 years. 24 months, do what I got to do. Get out of there. I'm with that.
And, you know, if I'm an 18-year-old athlete making a lot of money, good-looking kid, just having fun, I mean, it could have happened to me at that time.
It could happen to anybody. This is my thing, though. She is very well known. She's been around the block a few times in the entertainment world with like black athletes.
Okay.
Like, it's known. It's very well documented. It's known who she is, how she does this. And so people were even coming at him when they got together. So he should have known at that point in time. But the flip side of me says, well, Mike, people change. But she didn't.
No, she didn't.
She obviously did not change. She got her back. She's good. Like, I feel bad for the guy, but at the same time, she finessed it. She's like the MVP of finessing. I got to give it to her. I want her on Talking It Out. I want to just talk to her.
I mean, to you, that's like almost... That's like criminal shit right there.
It is criminal.
She's robbing him. But, do you think...
100% criminal, but a judge is going to be like, hey, you got a baby, you got to pay for it. You know, you got to pay for the child.
Yeah. I guess you can't be mad at her. I mean, she did what she had to do, and she said she was going to do it, and she did it.
She said she came, she saw, she conquered. But what's your hot take of the week?
All right. So my hot take would be... You know, I'm watching, I've been, because Clickbait, you know, we're podcasting about Bachelorette, and we saw Blake meet Katie's aunt and Katie's mom. Yes. And now we got Paradise coming up, so there could be more engagements. And let's talk about meeting a family. Like, when you meet the family, what do you think is more important to your significant other, meeting her parents or meeting her siblings?
Man, I love this hot take. This is such a great hot take. Thank you for being on today. That's a hard one. I mean, my ultimate answer is going to be very simple, which is whoever's most important to my girl.
Right? Yes.
That's a simple answer, but let's dive a little bit deeper into that. Me personally, I think the siblings. And the reason I'm going to take a practical approach with that. I have to deal with their ass longer in life, right? If everything goes the way God's supposed to plan it to go, right? And yes. The parents die off first, I still got to deal with the siblings for a much longer time, you know, if we get married, all that good stuff, right? So I want to be cool with the siblings because I want, this is a true story. I've said this before multiple times and it means the world to me. Whoever I marry, I want that woman to be great friends with my sister.
Yes.
I want them to respect my mom, but I want, like, when I'm getting to my girl's everlasting nerves, I want her to be like, ugh, your brother getting my damn nerves, right? I want her to be able to talk to my sister. And I don't want it so that my sister can come back to me. I just want my girl to have a friend in my sister. You know?
Yes. I feel the same way. I completely agree. I think, you know, there has to be a level of respect, obviously, for people's parents, and you want them to respect you. But it's not always that friendship where when it's a sibling, you become friends, right? Like, you'll become friends with her sister or her brother. So I think it's always, you know, and they're friends. So you want, like, you really want the siblings' approval first. Because I always feel like you could get the parents there. And the parents are always going to be more hesitant at the beginning. The sibling's going to be honest. You don't think so?
Nah, I find that the siblings will be harder. I find the siblings to be harder than the parents almost. Because I feel that our parents are...
Maybe.
For me at least.
Yeah, like, maybe.
A woman hasn't met my mom or my dad since I was 25. Right?
It's
been a minute.
I didn't have my first real relationship till I was 32 years old on Bachelor in Paradise. That was like my first long-term relationship.
Are you
34?
35. Okay,
yeah.
Look good, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. I do the best I can. How old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay, yeah.
I'll be 34 later in December.
All right. So we're getting there. We're close.
Yeah, we're getting up there. But to your hot take though, I find it easier to get the parents' approval than the siblings' approval. And the reason is because the siblings are around your same age group. I find that the parents at times are like, they can have a tendency to be lax.
Yeah.
At least in the beginning. I find that over time, the sibling is a harder one. That's how I feel about it.
I'm opposite, but that's because my experiences have probably been different.
No, so, your experience is what gets us here at the end of the day. Like, yeah, my sister is easier though.
Yeah.
My mom is... She's probably changed now, but in the past, my mom was not the nicest person to get with one of the ladies.
See, I never knew that about my mom's, you know, super nice and just always like, I want you to have a serious girlfriend. And the first girl I brought home when I was like in my, you know, mid-20s or whatever, she was fucking brutal. I was like, where is this coming from? My dad was dying laughing. Cause he's like, your ma, she babies the fuck out of you. You're such a mama's boy. And I'm like, I never seen her like that. That was the first time I ever saw her like really like grilling her with questions. And I was like, whoa, we got to get out of here. I don't know how to handle this.
Well, yeah, my mom was the same way, bro. My mom was, she embarrassed me at one point. I ain't going to lie. She did something that was just like, mom, what is wrong with you? Like, stop. Like,
all right, let's hear it.
I've said it before. My mom has changed since then. We've had lots of talks. I think at that, the story I'm about to tell you, right?
All right.
At this moment, she knew I was not a mama's boy.
Okay.
Like, I hate to say it, but I kind of like check my mom.
Yeah. Right?
And I think you have to.
Sometimes you have to. You have to. When you're growing up, you have to.
Yeah. Like, if your parents raised you right and they're not doing what they're supposed to be, hey, respectfully, you trip. you know,
respectfully.
You must put hashtag respectfully first, or you will get slapped, or you still might get slapped either way. But respectfully must go in first, right? So, the only woman I've ever loved, right? She comes from England. You know, we've been dating for a while. Even though she came back to America with me, we still had separate apartments because we truly wanted to do everything like the right way.
Yeah, traditional. Yeah.
Yeah, traditional air quotes, right? And it comes around 4th of July. It's time to meet the parents. And by the way, my dad, he cool. He usually be like, yeah, don't we have no kids, right? He's like, if you have a kid with her, you're going to deal with it, you know?
That's my dad's the same way. I don't care really what you do. Just be smart. Yeah.
Yeah, just be smart. That's all he be saying, right?
Yeah.
Well, mom, my ex, she's so excited to be my mom because all I do is talk about my ladies, like my mom, my sister, my grandma. My ex is like, oh my God, I can't, with her little accent. I can't wait to see her or whatever. And we drive down to Dallas, 4th of July. I got a big family. We're having a house party, right? I love my house parties. You got to come. You will love it. We got people playing dominoes, spades. We got all the music in the background. We got a fish fry, barbecue, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
It's me, two of my cousins, my aunt in the kitchen. Right, it's a very small kitchen, you know, in the hood. It's a very, very small kitchen, right?
Gotcha.
And my mom walks in. All right, here's the moment. This is the big moment, the big reveal, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And it's so embarrassing to say. Mom, I love you. If you're hearing this, you know, I love you to death. I just got to, you know, talk about it.
We love you, Ma.
Yeah, we love you. My ex, so happy. She sticks out her hand to shake my mother's hand, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you, and I'm going to try to explain it via audio, but I'm going to show you as well. This is my ex's hand. My mom goes like this.
No, literally, turned her head?
She turns her head and with the tips of her fingers grabs my ex's like hands and like just like gives it a little shake.
Yeah.
My ex, bro, she broke out in tears, ran to the car. I was like, oh my God. It was terrible. It was so
terrible. That's terrible.
I can laugh at it now, but in the moment, I was pissed. In a moment, I had to talk to my mom. A really deep talk.
Yeah, that's the introduction is just so crucial. And it's, that had to be hard on you too. Did you talk to your mom after? What'd she say?
Right.
Was she like, Michael, shut the fuck up. I don't care. Get her out of here. And you get out of here too.
But see, that's funny though, because I'm telling you, bro, in that moment, I knew and I realized that I'm not a mama's boy. I love my mother to death, but I will put anyone in check. I've learned that, right? And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. So my ex, she goes in the car, she's running, she cries, right? I go console my ex. I don't care about my mom. My cousin, I hear him say, cousin, I'm not gonna say my mom's name, cousin so-and-so, why'd you do that or whatever? My mom just has a scorned face.
Yeah.
I console my ex. I come back in the house. My mom's there. We just look at each other and I'm like, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Like, we don't even say, I just say, I'll see y'all tomorrow, right? I leave with my ex or whatever. She's just terrible. And this wasn't like, my ex is a very strong woman. I only date crazy strong women. But my ex knew if she would have came crazy at my mom, I would have cussed her ass out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, you can't do that. Like, you cannot cuss my mom out.
Yeah.
That won't happen. That just will not happen. I will put my mom in check, but you won't.
Yes. Right? Yes.
And so it took a lot of conversations, man. A lot of growth. To get past that point. It really did. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Do you think it's weird when you go to your friend's house and they're just cursing like crazy in front of their parents? Or is it like no big deal?
Depending on the relationship and how it's being done, I guess, right?
Like the tone, intention behind it?
Yeah, exactly. Like I'll go to my house and swear and fuck around and laugh and it's no big deal. If I went to my house and I was like, Ma, why the fuck isn't anybody answering the phone? She's going to be like, I wouldn't talk down to my parents swearing.
I got you. I don't say a single curse word in front of my parents whatsoever. In front of my grandma. It just doesn't come out. They don't come out whatsoever. But I remember when I dated my ex, again, she's British. England, they're like Italians. Fucking, you know, like Navy sailors, right? Every curse word in the sun comes out.
Yeah.
In front of her mom, I just had the time of my life. You know, just cursing up a sermon. But it was the same way, though. Like, it was never talking down. It was more of like if I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, on a friend's level.
Yeah. I looked down on people. Not look down. I don't look down on anybody. But I don't like when people talk down to their parents, regardless of the situation.
I'll tell somebody, even if it was you, and you know, I meet your family for the first time, I'll bring it to the side, like, Joe, I don't really feel comfortable like this, bro. This, you know how you just talk to your moms? Your dad, I probably wouldn't care because he's just a dude. I probably honestly wouldn't care as much. Yeah. Unless you would like putting your hands on him, then it'll be a different story. But your mom, I'll be like, Joe, like, bro, what are you doing, man? Like, is this how y'all talk to each other?
Yeah.
But you were going to say something about Katie season and her aunt.
Okay, we could talk about that. Yes. I mean, well, let's, you know, and I know Paradise is airing today, so we're moving on to a new show, but we could track back a little bit. And I mean, if I was Blake.
Yeah.
I kind of would have had an issue with that. Like, she was coming at him. She was coming at him hard. But, like, I guess there's one thing in being, you know, protective over your niece or your daughter or anyone. But then there's also just disrespect.
Yeah. No, she was disrespectful.
That's how I think of, you know, I think that way too. And maybe
extremely disrespectful.
You know, I wasn't there. I don't know exactly how it went down in the situation, but I personally don't let anyone disrespect me.
Yeah, neither do I. I think Blake, for the record, Blake
handled it well.
Masterclass. It was a masterclass on how to handle that situation.
Yes, he
honestly, it truly was.
Yeah,
because she said, I believe Katie's aunt, and I'm sure she's a beautiful, you know, soul-spirited woman. We're just speaking to what took place.
Yeah.
But I believe she said something to the lines of, we don't need you.
Yeah.
And it's like, he knows that. Like, calm down. Like, you know, like the dude is trying to fall in love with your, you know, or he's in love with your niece and she's in love with him.
That's why I get so, that's the one thing that drives me crazy about this show when you start talking to, you know, people from the outside world, meaning the other person's family and parents and siblings. It's just like, it's always kind of met with like, oh, but you know, like what, with all the negatives, but maybe we don't always have to do that. Like, hey, yeah, I know that Bachelor isn't real life, but you know, I don't know.
Joe, I want to get our guest. Let's bring her in. We have Kelsey Weir from season 24 of The Bachelor. She'll be back on our TV tonight as well. She was with you in Bachelor in Paradise season 7. Please welcome Kelsey Weir.
Kelsey, what's up?
Hi, how are you guys?
Pretty good. How are you living?
I'm doing very well.
I think I've seen via IG. Are you in Europe? Are you still there?
Or
are you
back in America? We just got back. Yeah.
Just got back.
I'm a little jet lagged.
Living a jet setter life. We love it. Kelsey. On our podcast, we do a hot take of the week, every single week, right? And I really like Joe's hot take that he had this week. And so, Joe, I want to just have you ask it to Kelsey on that because it just was really good. I want to get her take on that.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. So what we were talking about is what do you think is more important, meeting your significant other's parents or siblings?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
For me, it'd probably be my sisters.
Okay.
Just because in past relationships, if my sisters don't like who I'm with, it can cause issues. But also my parents too, but they're more likely not to say something, where especially my twin, she'll make it very verbal.
Okay, whose approval is more important to you at the beginning?
It's hard because my mom and sisters and I are all very close.
Yeah.
So I can't really pick one, but I think just because of my twin connection, maybe Kayla's, we're fraternal. Yeah.
Wow. I want to know all about you because I didn't know that. I feel like an idiot.
We talked about it on the show. Did you not watch my season?
Yeah, Mike, did you not watch the season?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, you wouldn't put me out there like that. You wouldn't put me out there like that. No, I did not watch that episode. My apologies.
It's okay.
Watch that episode. But we have you here today on Talking Now, so I want to get to talk about it.
Perfect.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
So about what Joe said in that hot take, has there ever been a time to where you were embarrassed by someone in your family for the way they treated someone that you brought home?
No. My family's usually on their best behavior, so if they don't like someone, they probably have a right to not like them. And so, I haven't always brought home the best men. Yeah.
Talk about Paradise. How's that been for you? What was that journey like for you? What should we expect? I want to know it all.
Paradise is fun. My experience from The Bachelor to Paradise was completely different. I think having a year off really helped me just kind of grow into my skin, figure out what I truly want, what I don't want. And I just came into Paradise with a different mindset too. I think going on The Bachelor, I was going through a lot emotionally and mentally that I didn't even realize I was going through. And a lot of that emotion came out because of the situation I was in with, you know, the pressures of being on the show. And so I think you're going to see, I'm hoping you're going to see a different side of me on Paradise.
Can you give us, what were you expecting?
See, that's the thing. This time around, I didn't go in with any expectations. I had hopes and all that, but I just wanted to have no expectations. I just wanted to have fun. I wanted to be myself and just enjoy my time and possibly meet someone.
I know we could all relate to this, but I want just ask you, you know, when we're sitting in that hotel and it's like the day before you leave, what's going through your mind?
Surprisingly, I was very calm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just ready to get out of the hotel. But other than that, I wasn't nervous. The first time around, I was a mess.
Yeah.
But this time around.
So what do you think?
It's weird.
You said, I like what you said. You said some poignant right there. It was a year in between season 24 of The Bachelor and going on season 7 of Paradise. What changed? Like, what did you do? Did you do any exercises or just, you know, having talks with yourself? Like, what took place in your mental shift from going on The Bachelor to Paradise?
Health and fitness have always been important to me, so that part of my life never changed. I definitely, after the show, started to get back into my faith, and I really think that that has helped me. I just feel like I don't talk about God a lot on my profile and all that, but I just think when you have peace, knowing that there's a greater power out there that can help you through it and you have a purpose and everything that seems like a big deal now isn't going to be a big deal. And it's all part of the process. It just gives you this clarity and peace to you. And you just don't stress as much.
That's very true. I love the saying, if it's not going to matter 5 years from now, don't lag even for 5 minutes on it. Right.
Yeah.
If it's not going to matter in the future.
I wanted to ask you, could you date somebody that wasn't religious or didn't have faith in God or didn't believe in the same religion as you?
You know, I've thought a lot about that and I'm not against it, but just because of where I'm at in my life, I still have a lot of growing to do. It's not like, you know, I know everything in the Bible or I'm like, you have to be this way or this way, but just from standpoint of looking at the future, I definitely want my kids to believe in God and want to practice that. So to have a partner that didn't believe in that would be hard, but as long as I guess he respected it and didn't pull me away from my faith, I could possibly look past it.
I appreciate that. I've had conversations with people and I've asked the same question, Joe, before in the past. And you know, everyone's different, right? And some people are like, they say no because, you know, when I need to pray, I need you there with me. You know, I need you down praying with me as well. And then I have friends, they just celebrated 25 years of marriage to where they're both religious at this point. But when they got married, I'm not gonna say his name, my friend, he was not religious, but his wife was.
Yep.
And it's really cool to see that after 25 years, I think at year 22, that's when he came on board, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And he, like you said, he never said anything bad about her religion whatsoever. It was just that, you know, he had his beliefs, she had her beliefs. She went to church, he did not. And it worked for them. And now it's beautiful to see both of them together. So I love to
awesome.
To hear that from you.
Yeah.
I know that you grew up in Iowa and you were Miss Iowa 2017, right?
I was.
What was that like mentally and how did that, you know, aid you in coming on the show? Becoming, you know, doing beauty pageants, because I know it's not easy to do that.
Yeah, I didn't grow up doing pageants. I competed for 3 years and then I won. So my fourth year was competing at Miss USA. So I don't have the full pageant background. For me, I like a challenge, and I think at that time in my life, I needed, it almost became my sport. Okay. So, cool. Yeah, mentally, I guess it prepared me to be around a bunch of girls, because that's what pageants were. But
do you think it helps you on camera?
No, because I'm still awkward on camera. I was awkward on at Miss USA, and I'm still awkward today. So maybe if I would have had a couple more pageant years under my belt, I would have been different.
Wait, so how many years in pageantry did you have before winning Miss Iowa?
Three. So I competed my third time trying for Miss Iowa, I won.
You're not the only one that competes. Did you see another girl on Paradise, Victoria Larson, who we just had on Clickbait last week? She was competing in Florida. Did you talk to her about that at all? And what are your thoughts?
Yeah, she asked me, she actually reached out after the show and was like, do you think I should do it? Should I not? And I said, I'm somebody that always do something that you're not going to regret. Like, that, I didn't word that right, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was like, if you're going to regret not doing it 5 years down the road, then do it.
Yeah.
Back to Iowa. I've been around the world, plenty of states in America, but I've never been to Iowa.
That's okay.
Am I missing a lot?
I mean, Iowa's a great place to live. I love Iowa. It's my home. It will always be home. It's where all my family is. But for where I'm at in my life right now, I kind of outgrew it. But I still love going back to it. I'm going home tomorrow, actually, to visit my family. So
nice. How was it growing up in Iowa? How was it growing up there?
Good. I mean, I lived in Des Moines, which is the biggest city in Iowa.
Yes.
I don't know. To me, it was just normal. It was, you know, I had my friends. I went to school. It was just the normal childhood.
You're in Nashville now, right?
Yes. Well, I pay rent in Nashville, but I feel like I'm never there.
Yeah, you guys are. Your whole crew.
Never.
From The Bachelor are always traveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you travel so much? What is it you love? What's going on there?
Living a good life.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the good life for sure. I look at it and I'm really jealous. I'm like, these girls are everywhere.
Yeah. I'm just trying to live that hot girl summer, you know?
Yeah. Good for you. I respect it.
I don't know. Kelly loves to travel. She always has. And Kelly's become one of my best friends since the show. And she's just invited me everywhere. And I've said yes. So why not travel? You know?
Why not travel? I feel you there. Why not travel? I think traveling helps us become less ignorant.
Right? I agree.
When we see different parts.
Yeah, and this is my first time to Europe, so I'm obsessed with Europe now. I want to go back tomorrow, but I can't, so.
Any hookups?
No.
Joe, what? Oh, my
God. Hey, come on, let's talk about some, let's get into it.
And if there were, I wouldn't be telling you.
Let's get into it, let's get into it, all right? You're in Mykonos, you're partying it up, you got your sundress on, you're looking good, you're at the bar. Did anything go down?
No, it was very tame. I was with my girlfriends. We all
I don't
had fun.
Believe you.
That's fine.
All right, fine.
I really want to know what should I expect from you from Paradise, because I'm excited to see you on Paradise. Joe's asking about hookups. Like, this is just fun.
Paradise, it will be good. I was very, I would say, calm. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joe. It's just very go with
chill.
The flow.
Yeah.
Trying to hang out with everyone, get to know everyone. Maybe a little drama.
We like a little drama.
Not a lot of tears this time, so that's good.
We have a gif of you, because when you were on The Bachelor, there was a scene, we all know it very
Champagne
well.
Champagne Gate? There's a couple
Gate.
Gifts.
Yes. Will we have more gifts of you from Paradise?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't know if I can top the Champagne Gate, if I'm being honest.
You don't even like champagne.
No.
That's what the bio says.
What's your drink of choice?
I'm really into tequila. I love wine, but I try to avoid wine when I can because of the sugar. But I love a good lightly spiced margarita. I'm like one of those girls that orders a spicy margarita but hold the spice.
Okay.
I just like the idea of a spicy margarita.
I get it.
Fair enough. Well, looking back on your time on The Bachelor, what did you learn about yourself? Because you seem to, I wish I would have spoke to you back then, but you seem to have grown quite a bit and just more calm. when it comes to going back on TV. So what did you say would you learn about yourself?
I learned I'm very reactive.
That's, I love that. That's respectful.
Yeah.
That's
so I worked intuitive. On that a lot. Don't get me wrong. I still have my moments, but I've learned just to take a step back and not react is always a better way to handle things, because there's always two sides to the story. And sometimes your emotions get the best of you. And when they do, it always escalates and it never ends in a good way.
I like that.
And that's when you hurt people's feelings. So that's probably the biggest thing I learned.
Do you have any people from the franchise that you just, I don't want you to say their names whatsoever, but like people that you just do not kick it with? Like, I will not.
Oh, of course.
Like, of course. I don't know. For me personally, I really don't be caring. Like, if I see, if I hang out with you, cool, no big deal. If I, even if I don't like you, I'm not, unless you know something crazy to me, which no one has done anything crazy, crazy to me. But Kelsey, we always get this question from, I see it from people in the comments all the time. And I want to ask you, because you just talked about your travels to Europe. How do you balance your friends from prior to going on TV to the beautiful relationships and friendships that you have now?
I'm very blessed to have supportive friends from my hometown. Actually, one of the girls met us out in Greece, so she was on the trip with us. So I don't know, just phone calls, try to balance everything. Obviously, I'm with Kelly a lot. There's been a lot of comments where people are like, thanks for supporting the LGBTQ community. And I'm like, I didn't know friends couldn't be friends. It's weird, but
Tell me about
like
that.
people are like they're accusing saying that they're us of being like in dating. A relationship. Yeah. But
so you just say, well, we're a hot couple. What's up?
I know. So that's funny, but no, my friends have been great. They support me. They know I'm on a different chapter with their life. A lot of my friends now are married, have kids. So everyone's kind of on different pages.
All right, Kelsey, so we're going to do things a little bit different today. We have some fan Q&A. We love our fans that send in messages to us, so keep doing that. And I want you to answer it. Joe, you'll be answering it as well, as will I. And so all three of us, since we've all been on Paradise. Y'all ready for it?
All right, let's do it. Let's have some fun with this.
Let's do it. What was the best part about Paradise? And Joe, we're going to go back and forth on these.
Okay.
The best part. So I would say actually becoming friends with people. So on the show, I definitely had my guard up with the girls. It took me a while to trust them and want to get to know them, where my mindset going into Paradise was everyone's friends. There's no reason to have a guard up with people. And so I think that's what also made my time more enjoyable, is I didn't look at it as a competition. I looked at it more as just getting to know a bunch of people.
Okay. Best part of Paradise for me is that it allows me to become more vulnerable and open up for the chance to potentially find love.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, you're breaking my heart.
Yeah, you know, it's a sweet answer,
so,
but it's
so
the truth.
Cute.
How about you, Mike? I mean, you were on Paradise. You weren't on this one, but you were on the last one.
Yeah, so. I was on the last Paradise. By the way, Kelsey, I loved your woe when we were in Miami.
Yeah.
I loved the woe. That was fun. I just reminded me of that. My favorite part of Paradise, honestly, the food.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say the chips and guac.
That's such a guy answer.
The food. Well, I mean, I didn't find love, so I can't say that, right?
True,
but
true.
The food would definitely
the chicken part. Tenders are actually really good.
Right, all of it. The guac.
Yeah. I like the fajitas.
Oh, see, I forgot all about the fajitas. It's all good. It was just amazing. That's the best part by far.
All right, let's do worst part of Paradise.
By far, the heat.
The heat?
The heat.
I'm gonna go.
Did
lack
you not
of sleep.
See me every day? I was sweating my ass off.
So was I. I mean, we all were. It was 100 degrees. I'm gonna go lack of sleep.
Okay.
But you should be used to that, though, bro.
I know, but I'm not. Every time I go out there, I sleep nowadays.
You said, "Oh, I got a question for y'all. Will we have a cameo from the Bachelor in Paradise GOAT, Chris Bukowski?"
You gotta wait and see. You gotta wait and see.
We gotta have the cameo from Chris. Kelsey, to your point, if I would have known like you were going on a show and we like talked or whatever, I tell everybody to bring a personal fan. Like, it's a must when you go out there.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that, but Tammy actually lended me her fan. We had joint custody over it.
Joint custody over the fan, yeah. Like that.
It is funny though, because I ended up buying one for Europe. I actually have it with me right now.
Oh, there you go. That thing is a lifesaver, seriously.
I carry it with me everywhere.
Man, the worst part about paradise. I feel that a lot of times people try to like just be friends with that person, right? And if the you know, it matures into a relationship, then allow that to happen in comparison to trying to create something that, like, trying isn't to force there. Something. Yeah, trying to force yeah. something, right? I think that people should just, you know, just love up on each other, be good friends, and not be scared. I think a lot of people get intimidated by the person who has the most IG followers, and I see a lot of that. Or people get intimidated by the person who looks the best, when all actuality, the confidence, quite honestly, is what shines through the most. And so I wish people would have, when I was there, I wish people would have just cared more about the confidence aspect and cared less about the popularity aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that aspect of it, I would say. But moving right along, Kelsey, can you really fall in love in a month?
You can.
Ooh. You can. Okay.
I like the confidence in that answer.
Okay.
I think it takes both people, though, to be on the same page and have those intimate conversations and really open up to each other in order to do that. And if you have one person that's not willing to give you 100%, that's when it goes wrong.
Have you fallen in love in a month before?
Maybe in my past.
Good answer.
I can't think off the top of my head.
I'm a helpless romantic, so I think you could fall in love in a day. I do.
You are with it today. I'm loving this today. I'm loving this show. I am loving this show today. You are winning. You are winning.
Thank you, Mike. You know, I came prepared today.
I love it. Joe, I actually agree with you completely. I 1,000,000% agree with you. I mean, yeah, 100%. Because I think that it's a choice. At the end of the day, it's a choice. And yeah, you get me all my feels too, bro. I don't want to get too deep in my feels. I'll just say I completely agree.
I love when guys get into their feels. Keep going.
It's also situational. Like, you could be in that perfect situation. It's the right moment. You meet the right person and boom, it happens.
Timing does have a play. Because like Kelsey, like you said earlier, when you know The Bachelor, you know, you were going through some things you had mentioned, and so therefore timing does have a role to play. But I believe in love at first sight. I believe in love. I believe in the old school love, to where, you know, you watch the Italian movie, Joe, and, you know, they've been together since they were like 16 years old, and now they're like 84 and 86. Favorite movies of all time, The Notebook. Bro, that movie goes so hard. The Notebook goes so hard, bro.
Out of all the rom-coms, that is not the one I'm choosing. You ever see It's Complicated?
No, but it's not better than The Notebook.
Okay.
The Notebook, look, bro, I don't want to hear it. Notebook, go hard. Can't show your mom. I was going to say, I 1,000,000% believe in a broken heart. I believe a broken heart can kill you. Like, my wife, after like 60 years passes, bro, 2 weeks later, I'm gone. I'm just gone. Look, I don't want to get all emotional. Would you do it again, though, Kelsey?
Which one, Paradise or The Bachelor?
Either. Or would you be a bachelorette?
I would do Paradise again. I'm hoping by next year, though, I'm in a different place in my life, and that's not even an option for me. AKA,
same.
We'll see what happens. But I don't think I would do The Bachelor again.
Joe, what about you? Which one would you do?
I prefer Paradise. That's really the only show I've ever actually been on, to be honest.
I was only on the first one for a day.
That's true. That's fair.
But I would say after
Dance
this,
with the Stars again.
Yeah, maybe. after this time, though, because going back was actually a lot tougher than I thought it'd be. It really was. Because I was like, I've been out of it for, I think it's been almost 3 years, and just going back and talking about your feelings, and I think the show works, and I'm close with a lot of people that work on the show, and it was a great experience for me, you know, all around. But I don't think I would ever do it again. I think going back twice is enough.
Fair enough. I'm like Kelsey, you know, hopefully we don't have to go on the show. But I also agree, though, that I believe in the show. You can truly find love in a short amount of time. You can find it on the show if you make that choice, and if you could be vulnerable and honest. So many people are not honest, you know, and trustworthy about what's taking place in their life.
So would you go back on the show?
If there was somebody that I was like, yo, I must holla at her, I'm gonna call up our producers, like, get me on the show. I don't care what I need to do. Okay. That's what I would do. I would do that. If I saw her on The Bachelor, let's say whoever the next Bachelor is, I would definitely tell a producer, get me on the show. 1,000,000%. Or to be honest, I'll probably just DM her and be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if she doesn't respond, I'll be like, yo, she's not responding. Get me on the show. I would do it like that. 1,000,000%.
Next question. What Paradise host are you looking forward to seeing the most on TV?
Well, I was a big NSYNC fan.
Okay.
But I might have to go with David Spade.
Fair. Okay.
Nice.
I'm gonna go because he's my friend and I'm always gonna choose him. And even though he wasn't the host, he was the rose ceremony master. I gotta go with Wells.
He did a great job.
I was gonna take Wells. I was like, I'm gonna switch it up. I'll take Wells. So I'm gonna still say Wells Adams. Wells. I'll do it like that. So, Kelsey, what was like the craziest behind the scenes from this past season of Paradise? What's something that happened that we might not get to see?
I don't know. There was a lot of drama the whole time. So, I don't know. You're just going to have to watch.
All right. I'll give you some. I got two answers. I think both of them are leaked. So, I'll throw them out there.
Okay.
The cake and the fire. I'm not going to say exactly why it happened, but that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And you got to go with Becca Kufrin coming down. I mean, she was the Bachelorette.
Yes.
She's back in Paradise.
That's the first time it's ever happened.
First time it's ever happened. To me, that's pretty crazy. So those are my two.
That was crazy. What advice would you give people for the next season of Paradise?
I don't know if I can say this. Can we take it out if we can't say it?
Yeah, of course.
Just say it. Yeah.
Don't ask for friendship roses.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's real.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a lot of friendship roses. I agree with you there. That was pissing me. That shit was pissing me off. People giving each other friendship roses.
Well, yeah.
If you did it, I'm still going to say it was pissing me off.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a point, though, it's like, when it's a couple days in.
Well, no, I understand that. I'm talking more in the sense of
like an alliance.
Strategy. Yeah, alliance. I'm talking about more in the sense of
that. I didn't
have
that.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
I would say this is cliche, but be true to yourself. And you can't really hesitate out there. If you're into somebody, make a move. If you're not, you know, those are the cards that you've been dealt, kind of. Because you're in a situation where there's not much you could do about it if you're not. I don't think you should ever force something, but definitely don't hesitate to make a move because time flies.
Time definitely does fly. I think for me, the advice I would give to the future contestants, aka Kelsey's sister, she goes on, is to not care what someone's popularity is off the show. I find that people do that so much.
Yeah,
they're like, Kelsey would never talk to me because she's always gone. She's like a socialite now. You know, she's doing this and that. Like, I find that people care more, men and women both care more about, one, are you going to go up to that person? You know, at least try. And just be fun. Be fun loving. You know, be confident in yourself. So I would say that. Just be extremely confident. Don't care if someone has a better body than you. Don't care if someone has more IG followers than you. Because quite honestly, the sexiest thing is what you exude, not what you physically look like. And so that would be my advice for people that go on the show in the future.
I would say my advice is going to be to the guys. Joe, you did a great job of this, so this is not directed towards you.
Okay.
But actually approach girls.
Yes.
The guys did a terrible job at the beginning of, it was like a bromance.
Yes.
And I'm a girl that wants to be chased, or not even chased, but
sought after.
Yeah, sought after. And desired. I know it's a little bit of my job too. It goes both ways where I need to go up and talk to people. But at the beginning, I'm a little bit old school where I feel like if a man's interested, he should approach you.
So Kelsey, did you give that guy that you like the smile? Did you give him the eyes?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know that was a thing until Europe. I practiced it a lot in
Europe. Oh, really? Kelsey, what?
Really?
Yes, that is a thing. You have to give us the eyes.
Yeah, there's like I'm not approaching you at a bar unless I at least you got to get a look. You got to get a look.
I know that now.
Oh my God, baby. You got to get
You're a Midwestern girl. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I am so bad at dating. We're working on it.
Oh, look. Come out with me. I got you. Big Brother Mike got you. Promise. I got you there. But yes, you don't have to give us the eyes, but it definitely helps.
It helps.
It helps a lot.
Yeah, it helps. Works.
It definitely works. Like 100%. Yes.
I didn't know that at the time.
That's so crazy. I love what Tyra Banks said one time. She said, guys have always said, she was like, guys always say, I'm in a relationship. I have so many guys chasing after me. And she was like, you know what? Guys never come up to her because she was a supermodel at the time. And I agree with you. As men, we have to like go up to her, you know, go up to the lady. But Kelsey, give us the eye. Like, man, come on, you know, give her brother an eye, give us something.
But in Kelsey's defense, there at the beginning, I was telling a lot of people that too, because I was the only one that was actually there before. And there was a lot of people kind of just sitting back and bromances and all that. And I was like, yo, we don't have that much time.
Yeah, you got to get after it.
You got to make a move.
So I think that's a part of maybe what they did in Paradise and what society does. I feel that with the age of social media, a lot of people have a what's next mentality.
Yes.
Right? And I see that on Paradise as well. Like, okay, Kelsey, I'm going to use you as my guinea pig, right? Let's say I'm talking to you, you're there, and I'm like, Joe, Kelsey's cute. I like her personality, but I'm ready for Kelly to come down, for example, right? And that mentality is what gets us in trouble a lot. And gets us, what I mean in trouble is gets us single a lot.
Preach.
Right? Yeah, that's the mentality that we have to get out of on Paradise and off TV as well. The age of social media has done that to us of like, what's coming next? What's coming next? What's coming next? Men and women both do it. It's not just like a man thing as well. And I think so many times it's a subconscious thing. Like I've had to fix myself about this, right? I'm talking about myself as well as others. You know, it's just, there's beauty in front of you. And I'm not talking about just, you know, the skin. I'm not talking about this, you know, skin deep, right? There's beauty in front of you. That's what I would say to that.
But I think, we'll move on, but I would say, in Kelsey's case, I'll call it the Tyra Banks effect. Because Kelsey, when you walk down there, I mean, you always look really good, but you looked really good.
Kelsey looked good. I'm looking at her right now. I'm like, I think I said it before we even started. I'm like, damn, you cute today. You
know, I think more guys. I think a lot of guys, kind of waited to shoot their shot, and then it was too late. So
the best advice I've ever received at a bar from a woman, and she was like a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10, and I was a younger guy at the time. This is before I joined the military. I get her number or whatever, we're talking now. She said, do you know why I gave you my number? And I was like, no. And she said, because when you saw me, when you laid eyes on me, you beelined for me. Mm-hmm. Like I had no doubt within me. It was like, I'm either gonna get a talk to her or not. And she said, that is the only reason why she talked to me. It wasn't because I'm tall, decent looking. It was just because I had confidence. And I try to tell people.
And she was a 12?
She was a 12, bro. This woman was.
All right, can I ask you? Did you wrap it up?
Oh my God!
I was gonna ask where is she now, but
no, where is she now? I joined the military, and you know, I live in Europe for like 5 years and all that stuff. And I didn't want to get married because I only want to get married once, and I'm not gonna get married that fast. And I was just like right before leaving for the military. But I will never forget that. That was great advice, and that's what I would tell guys going on the show and women going on the show. Yeah. Just tell anybody that. So Kelsey, the opposite of that, what is some advice you wish someone told you before going on the show?
How to flirt, how to give the eyes.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I just learned it and it does work.
Yes.
I've tested it out.
Kelsey, think about it. Put yourself in our shoes. You are, I don't care, reality, whatever. You're gorgeous. I think you're a very attractive woman, right? And for the average guy to go up to a gorgeous woman, it's daunting.
Yeah, and
that's
I have a resting bitch face too, so that doesn't help.
Yeah, plus the rest, hell no. I ain't trying to get slapped, right? And so therefore, the guy, he's reading that. She's fine, She got resting bitch face. She's with her girls right now. She already has a drink. You know, there's nothing opening. You know, body language is 80% of communication, right? And so therefore, you got to give us that. We need it.
Yeah, I agree.
I know Joe's that
like,
now.
He's like, yeah. What about you, Joe? Yeah. What is a piece of advice before, I know this is your second time on, but the first time going on, or this time, what is some advice you wish you had?
I don't do well with advice. It just, it goes in, you know, I take it in, but when it comes to being in the moment, I'm just there and I'm shooting my shot and I'm awkward and I'm missing and I'm all over the place.
So if Kelsey said it's hot, it's hotter than hell, bring a fan. You won't take that advice?
Yeah, I mean, no, I probably wouldn't even take that advice either. I do what I want to do, and that's just the bottom line. Advice doesn't work on me. That's where I'm
it's
going
like,
with it.
It's like, I'm gonna do what I want to do. Fair enough. I wish someone told me, Mike, cut your damn taco meat chest hairs, bro. That's what I okay. wish someone would have told me. Honestly, that because my so nasty. Yeah, like I have like it's just right here in between my breasts, right? Like it doesn't cover the whole chest. Like it's just in that little spot right there.
I got just right here too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what is that? Like, I need a full Canadian chest hair, like Blake, I'm gonna say, or just like no hair. So that's what I wish someone told me.
Well, you know what? I wish I would have friends.
I wish I would have cut my hair.
What'd you say, Kelsey?
Said you need to find better friends. I will tell you.
Fair, homies, y'all heard it.
You need to cut your hair. Yeah.
Kelsey told y'all. Kelsey, it's so great to see you. So great to talk to you. Cannot wait to see you tonight on Paradise. I know you're going to be amazing. I know you're going to be beautiful and just soul-spirited as well. But where can we find you? What do you got going?
I have, my Instagram is Kelsey_Weir. I do have a TikTok, but no videos uploaded. And yeah, check out the show.
You are on TikTok though. I saw the whoa. You are on TikTok.
I'm on other people's TikToks. I don't personally have videos.
There we go.
Okay.
TikTok.
And how do we spell your last name again?
Weier.
Weier. There you have it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here today. We love you.
Thanks for having
Kelsey.
Me, guys.
Good bye. Seeing you again.
Good seeing you too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Yo, Joe, I love having Kelsey on today. She's so soulful. Like, when I think of Kelsey after talking to her, she brings me peace. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Like, she's very calm. She's very, very chill. And she's a great girl. She really is.
It makes me like want to beat anybody's ass that disrespects her, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Kelsey's awesome. And I definitely hear her when she says, you know, a lot of the guys were bromancing it out at the beginning, and that's always rough because the guys had the roses too. So if you are a girl that comes on the show and you are somebody that's used to guys hitting on you first, it's a little rough.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Fair enough. Well, to all the guys, I hope that they listen to today. I hope they listen to Kelsey. She's going to give you the eyes if she likes you. So if she don't give you the eyes, just stop it. I'm playing. still go up and talk. Shoot your shot. Be respectful, of course. Can't wait to watch her. Can't wait to watch you tonight on Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise. Uh-oh, here we go. All right. And you know what? To all our listeners, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We really appreciate it.
No, definitely so. And baby, keep on writing us. Keep on messaging us. Comment. Leave us a DM. Let us know how you feel. Make sure you follow, like, and comment on Talking It Out BM, Talking It Out B as in Bachelor, N as in Nation on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. And baby, don't DM me no more. Hit that subscribe. Love y'all.